Tank Dell has not played a football game in a year and a half. That's the file. Receiver 77, pick 199, isn't a bet on his talent. Nobody who watched 2023 doubts the talent. It's a bet on a knee that was dislocated with 3 torn ligaments. And this episode is going to be honest about what we can and cannot know about that.
What the record says he is, a third round pick who arrived in 2023 and immediately played like a first 47 catches, 709 yards, 7 touchdowns in 10 rookie games before a December injury ended that season early. Then 2024, 51 catches, 667 yards across 14 games as the second or third option in a crowded room. 2 seasons and a skill set the Houston beat still talks about in present tense.
Then December 21st, 2024, against Kansas City, a touchdown catch, a leg bent wrong, and a dislocated left knee, ACL, MCL, LCL, meniscus, multiple surgeries, per NFL.com's later accounting. He spent the season on the reserve, physically unable to perform list, and never played a down.
The pattern beat has to be a confession. Are injury recovery cohort conditions on players who played through a shortened season, 10 games or fewer? It has never met a player who missed everything. A zero-game season has no row for the math to hold on to, and we won't stretch a cohort across a gap this wide. No volume baseline survives 2 years of vacancy either. The library is silent here, and pretending otherwise would be the exact kind of confidence this injury doesn't deserve.
Muffed! So the situation is everything, dated tightly. January, NFL.com's headline said, "Ready to return," quoting him through the Houston Chronicle. "Hardest year of my life, but I'm back, and once the season comes, we're gonna cook up." April, the general manager pumped the brakes, calling it a day-to-day evaluation with camp activity to be set after spring workouts. June 5th, per the Houston beat, an encouraging step, catching passes and drills against the first team defense, running and cutting, though not yet his old dynamic self, their words. June minicamp, per SI's Texans coverage, walkthrough reps and side work with Nico Collins, role undefined until the knee says otherwise. Around him, the depth chart moved on without malice. Collins is the alpha. Jaden Higgins ran all spring as the starter opposite him. Jalen Noel holds the slot. And Houston's only receiver pick in April came in the 6th round. It's the final year of his rookie deal on a 12-5 team that won a playoff game.
The price, WR77 at pick 199. The last pick of most drafts, spent on the resume instead of the rehab. Our verdict, no call, formally, because a call requires evidence and the only evidence that matters here hasn't happened yet. It will happen in public though, and fast. Either he's activated for camp and absorbing first team reps in August, or he isn't. The caveat will state plainly, even the friendly June reports say the burst isn't all the way back, and the job he'd return to is the fourth receiver on a settled depth chart. The talent was never the question. The cue is.
Watch the camp activation date first, that's the entire episode, then his first padded practice, and whether any preseason snap comes with starters on the field. If those three fall right, next year's version of this episode is about a completely different player. He's one of your guys? This show covers your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.